The 30th of September 1972. On 192 metres medium wave with the naughty Tony Allen conducting test transmissions just after Radio Veronica had closed down broadcasts on that channel. You might have noticed in the recording there that breakthrough was evident from the Dutch service in 220 metres in the medium wave. And in fact these test transmissions only continued for a couple of days. Okay, I hope you enjoyed the offshore radio spot this time. In our next programme I'll be featuring another station for your listening memories and listening enjoyment, so do tune in for that, okay? I'd like to remind you, around 12.45 today we'll be testing on 41 metres around 7350 kHz. That's on 41 metre band 7350, we'll be on test transmissions, okay? So do tune in for that, and we'd love to receive a reception report for that broadcast. Just to let us know if 41 meter reception is any better than 48, as we may be changing to 41 in the near future if that is a fact. And further test transmission will be made on 41 meters next Sunday around 1000 hours, okay? On we go with much more music. This one is currently in the top 20, and I reckon it's going to get in the top 5 at least, from the Ritchie family. This is called American Generation. Titled American Generation. And I reckon that's going to get much higher in the charts. If it doesn't, I want to know why, right? So go out and buy it, okay? Very good morning to Bob Burwell in Leamington in Hampshire in England, who wants us for a broadcast on the 18th of February. And he said his signal is best at 11.40 GMT. And the simple at best was all the threes, which isn't too bad. Could be better, but at least we're getting out okay. He says the best of luck, and I'll be hearing you again. Well, I do hope so. I do hope you're hearing this today, Bob. And you're right into us again. By the way, your KSL card will be off to you very soon indeed, okay? This is Radio Mercury International broadcasting to you in 66 hours.
Oh, loop ik vandaag op straat, komt er opeens een man naar me toe die zegt: meneer, hebt u wel eens gehoord van radiovisie?
Ik zeg nee.
Radiovisie vertelt u alles over radio. Heeft informatie over programmamakers, belichte achtergronden en nog veel en veel meer. Radiovisie, postbus 2192 in Breda, Nederland. En in België, postbus 3286-800 in Menen.
It's 1020. Well, good morning to John R. Megson in Edinburgh in Scotland. Many thanks for your reception reports. Glad to know you can receive us over there. Well, reception is good today. Going back to the chaps, here's a sound of Thin Lizzy for ya.
Valentino got a boogie shot, and what he takes he gives, but what he's got, and what he's got he says he has not stole from anyone. It's not that he don't tell the truth, or even that he misspent a truth. It's just he holds the proof, but you know something's wrong. Waiting for an alibi.
In the charts at the moment, but that is one of them. Thin Lizzy, Waiting for an Alibi is the title. Naughty Boys, that band from Dublin, of course, or some of them from Dublin, have had so many hits in the past few years. Oh, great! In my opinion, that is one of their best. Got to be in the top five. Just like to remind you that next week we'll be back on the air on 41 meters with test transmissions on around 7350, around 1000 hours. Myself and a couple of new DJs, one of whom claims his real name is Robespierre Ruskie.
Oh, I don't
know that for you. Nutter, I think. Should be good though, don't forget, next week, 1000 hours with test transmissions on 41 meters, Radio Mercury International. And today, of course, at 12:45, we'll be on that band once again. So this... Well, we're in 6260 with the best in music. And right now, we're going to go back not so long ago in time. In fact, to 1973. From the OJs. One, a big hit at that time. Think of Love Train.
Oh, the world is mine.